You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Sammy Edmonds being good enough to join me thanks to rjsanderson.com.au, personal and business tax experts. It's an encore from Sammy. He was on the show earlier. Welcome back to you, Sammy. Great to have you back.
Great to be back, Dwayne. Yeah, forever's a long time in football, isn't it? But it's a tough one for someone like Harley Reid to answer, isn't it? It doesn't mean he's going to leave. It just means that, well, for the here and now, I guess he's got his all hands to the pump to achieve what he wants to in the initial 3 years of the contract. But yeah, I mean, as a supporter, you'd always want to hear they're there forever and a day, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, that's probably the answer I'd give, even if it wasn't the absolute truth. Yeah, that's my plan. I plan to be here forever. And that's the kind of answer Colby McKerchick gave him. Maybe because Colby was hoping to stop the questioning about, will you go back to Tassie? Will you go back to Tassie?
Yeah.
And so that's the answer that he gave. But yeah, look, I'm glad that Harley was honest yesterday. And maybe he does obviously want to keep his options open.
Speaks to his confidence, though, doesn't it? He's got the confidence to answer it like that, whereas the easy way to do it would be, oh, yeah, look, I'm here forever. Set and forget. When we probably know that's unlikely. Yeah, you can't make those sort of guarantees. The AFL, though, they've definitely guaranteed. We flagged this earlier, Dwayne. They won't appeal the Charlie Cameron suspension. They're guaranteeing that. Now, Andrew Dillon, you played some of this earlier up this afternoon, telling the league website a one-match ban was the right decision from the MRO, but he also acknowledged a number of compelling circumstances that led to the tribunal freeing Cameron to play, one of them being, as we know, that standing in the community away from football. But when, as you're about to hear, Andrew Dillon was asked whether a player's reputation away from the game should continue to affect tribunal decisions on it, Andrew Dillon said this.
Now, we won't appeal. We've had a look at that, and we think the discretion was there for the tribunal to use. But as I said, the MRO graded it a one-match suspension. That's where we thought the right result would have been. So we'll then look at the tribunal and how we go for the rest of the year. But as we do at the end of every year, we'll review our tribunal guidelines.
Should character assessments and overviews off the field relate to on-field incidents overall, do you think?
Oh, God, I actually think that's a really good question. And I think that would be one of the things that we would look at towards the end of the year.
So they could close that loophole now, Dwayne. They've chosen not to. And you read into that, maybe they'll do that at the end of the year. They did cite just the extremely rare nature of the planets aligning here are reasons for not doing it now, but maybe one they'll do come season's end upon their annual review of the tribunal.
You love a good open can of worms, which they've left open for us and will leave open for the rest of the year. Jeremy Finlayson had a lot of texts on this. I haven't heard the audio, so you can tell me. Have you had a listen, Jeremy Finlayson?
I have. It was brought to my attention on Twitter as well, or on X, and he's landed himself back in hot water for many people, Dwayne. And he vented his frustration over the three-week suspension for making that homophobic slur in that game against Essendon. So Jeremy Finlayson was speaking on his wife Kelly's podcast. He said the three-week ban, well, it pissed him off, tipped him over the edge. This audio has since been deleted from the podcast, Dwayne, but this right. is how it emerged.
You're offensive? Something that's pissed you off?
Oh, my offensive is pissed me off that I got 3 week suspension. that's it. That's tipped me over the edge. That's about it.
So that's the comment. It enraged some people online, Dwayne. It's been condemned by others online and across the Twitter sphere and such. I guess those amongst us who believe that he should honestly count himself lucky he didn't get more than the 3 weeks. So, as I said, that audio's been deleted, and they were the comments of Jeremy Finlayson, who's serving that ban at the moment.
And that podcast, is that his wife's laughter? Is that with his wife?
Yes, okay. It was. Yeah. Now that podcast remains, but to the best of my knowledge, having a listen back through, those comments have been removed. So that one really did take off earlier on today. And I guess also the fact is that it ties in so inconsistently with others over the journey. Now, Paul Marshall's on with Gary and Tim earlier today, the AFL Players Association CEO. Of course, Alistair Clarkson most recently, but many others that weren't suspended. And that this morning, Dwayne, prompted Paul Marsh to back over that statement that they did release after Jeremy Finlayson was suspended for 3 matches, that players shouldn't be treated differently to coaches and others in the industry.
Well, I just think, and this has probably become a bit of a tipping point, but I think we've seen issues in, over the last few years where I don't really want to get into the specifics. And this wasn't a crack at Alistair Clarkson. I just want to say this. I think it's almost like it feels to us as though there are 2 sets of rules at times with players and officials. And it really just prompts a discussion around the code of conduct and this particular clause around conduct unbecoming is open-ended. The AFL can make it up, as they're going along here. And we just feel as though there needs to be more consistency. That's really what that point was. And I made the point directly to the AFL, and I think that'll be a discussion that we have, over the coming weeks. But, I think everyone should know in advance what the rules are and how they're going to be applied.
So they want more of a concrete formula, I suppose, Dwayne, a table of offences, if you like. But he did speak directly to Andrew Dillon on that, Paul Marsh. He did call in the statement, he called the AFL consistently inconsistent when it comes to matters like this.
So there's a new thing that's happening, Sammy. Can you keep an ear and eye out for it? It's called the talking, not talking. Or you could call it something else if you like. Josh Dunkley did it. I'm talking but not talking about Jake Lever.
Yep. Yep.
When it comes to players milking free kicks. And Paul Marsh did the I'm talking but not talking about Alistair Clarkson.
Yeah, I like
that. Is
that
a new thing we're going to get in interviews now, is it?
I like that, Dwayne. That's not bad from you. Yeah, and I think we do get that from time to time. You want to make your point, but you don't want to ruffle too many feathers in this, right there in front of you. You don't want blowback, Dwayne, do you? But you want to get your point across.
Yeah, no, that's an outrageous take on that. I'm talking, not talking about Kane Corns' take on it.
Yeah, that's it.
No, I love it. This is going to get some legs, I reckon. Anything else to leave us with? Thanks to rjsanderson.com.au, personal and business tax experts.
And we did speak a little bit earlier this week, didn't we, about the different appointment the AFLW were going to make about their head of football or their figurehead. It's Emma Moore, the general manager of the AFLW going forward, joining from the NAB, the National Australia Bank, where she was a senior executive there, all around strategy development and execution. So this is more of a marketing, a spruiking role, as we've said, and more of a fan engagement sort of position, and really designed to put bums on seats. And an admission here from the league that the AFLW development and growth has stalled, and so they're looking out of the box with that. So Emma Moore announced today. And just a couple of quick ones with the GWS Giants. So owners of 2 free agents at the moment, Dwayne. There's a lot of them around the comp at the moment, undefeated at the moment and flying the Giants. But the 2 guys I'm told that are attracting a decent level of interest and some attractive propositions in that as well, Harry Perryman and Isaac Cumming, taken at 14 and 20 respectively in the 2016 draft, reaching the free agency trigger this year. Both have been the subject of interest. Both want to stay at the club, love the club. Mm. Perryman's playing and playing well, and that's getting worked through, but Cumming isn't. And he and the club would prefer to wait until he's back up and going before they turn their mind to a contract extension. But I think they both stay unless something goes badly wrong there. But, you might not know them if you bumped in them on the street down here in Melbourne, but they are sought after across the competition and have both played pretty major roles at various stages over their first 8 years at the Giants.
Sam, great to have you on. Don't read the text machine if you don't want to see what has been brought up there. I think there's a text on there that we could ban that texter. But when you play the Jeremy Finlayson comments and someone, I won't even say what that person's calling us, but the word that starts with F on the text probably means that your texts are never going to come through again. So thanks, but no thanks. Sammy, we'll talk to you soon.
That wasn't talking, but not talking. Thanks, Dwayne.
No,
appreciate it.
Great to have you. Sammy, even thanks to RJ Sanderson and Associates, accountants and taxation specialists, take the stress out of tax. So if you didn't hear Josh Dunkley on the Cameron decision yesterday and the talking, not talking about Jake Lever, here's the Josh Dunkley bit.
It's hard these days with, free kicks and whatnot being paid. And, I feel like may not be in this instance, but other instances where, players are really trying to manipulate that and get free kicks, which is hard when you're looking at, you know, instances like this, because sometimes they can assist the tackle, you know, the action's there. So those little things all come into it. But, yeah, hopefully we get him off and get him out there this weekend. Yeah, we do a lot of tackling technique. You know, Daniel Lloyd's come in as an assistant coach this year and talked to us about tackling and the motion and how to do it and, you know, grabbing a lever and little things like that. But sometimes it's hard because, you know, you grab a lever and then the head's exposed and it hits the ground. And there's so many instances of that this year and in the previous years that we're trying to stop. So sometimes it's a bit of the luck of the draw, I feel, with what happens out there in the heat of the moment. But, yeah, like I said, I feel like at times opposition players are, and we do the same. You know, at times you get tackled and your head hits the ground and you try and get a free kick because that's going to put you in a good position to move forward. So those little things should be looked at.
Josh Dunkley, before the Cameron decision yesterday,